AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The nation's midsection is bracing for another bout of severe weather on Friday and Saturday. More powerful tornadoes could be coming across an area covering southern Kansas, western Oklahoma, and parts of North Texas. Governor Mary Fallon says Oklahomans need to be ready.
Just be weather aware. Have a TV on, a radio on, watch social media, get an alert on your cell phone.
Storms that spawned 51 tornadoes in several southern plains states late Wednesday also brought torrential downpours so heavy that an Oklahoma City woman drowned after getting trapped inside her underground storm cellar. With the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed off the coast of South Carolina. Subtropical Storm Anna is 170 miles south-southwest of Myrtle Beach. Top winds near 45 miles per hour. It could mean 2 to 4 inches of rain over the eastern areas of both Carolinas over the weekend. Conservatives look to be the surprise winners in the British election.
The Conservative Party has surged to a surprisingly commanding lead in Britain's election, with early returns backing an exit poll's prediction that Prime Minister David Cameron would remain in his office in 10 Downing Street. The opposition Labour Party has taken a beating, mostly from energised Scottish nationalists in home regions.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma in London. The Senate muscled its way into President Obama's talks to curb Iran's nuclear program, overwhelmingly backing legislation that would let Congress review and possibly reject any final deal with Tehran. Republican Senator Marco Rubio.
I hope we're going to get a good deal. I'm not hopeful that we will. But I think we're better off if we have this process in place.
The vote was 98-1 for the bipartisan bill. A small plane crashed into a river in the Spokane, Washington area and sank Thursday, killing the two men aboard. This is AP Radio News. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady didn't have much of substance to say when asked his reaction to a report's conclusion that he at least was generally aware of plans to deflate footballs to his liking.
I don't have really any reaction, Jim. Our owner commented on it yesterday, and it's only been 30 hours, so I haven't had much time to digest it fully, but when I do, I'll be sure to let you know how I feel about it.
Milestone in baseball for Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez. He hit home run number 661 last night, passing Willie Mays for fourth place on the home run list.
There's only one Willie Mays, not only what he did on the field, but what he meant off the field. And he's a legend.
After Elvis Summers built a tiny house on wheels for a homeless woman, he launched a crowdfunding campaign to construct similar shelters for others on the streets of South L.A. His campaign has brought in nearly $60,000 in less than a month. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.